Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham out in our operations area. The NSC clock says it's 12 o'clock Eastern. Let's get the latest updates on Hurricane Dorian. You can see still on satellite, the NOAA satellite's keeping an eye on the entire time with Dorian. You can still see the center portion of it there, some of that intense convection rotating around the center, but still the coast being battered by the winds and the waves, and also these outer bands that are producing gusty winds and a lot of rainfall. The latest forecast that we have still continuing to move up towards the north right now, moving north-northwest at 9 miles an hour. Winds are still 105 miles an hour, so still a very powerful hurricane. You can see how far the tropical storm force winds stretch out from the center. Just a very large area of those tropical storm force winds, so the dangers of the wind there, and also the hurricane force wind stretching out 60 miles or so from the center. So that's why we have hurricane warnings up. So if we march towards the coast of South Carolina and North Carolina, look how close that center gets to the coastline. And as a result, we've updated the warnings to have a hurricane warning for the North Carolina coast and the South Carolina coast, and a tropical storm warning Georgia coast down through portions of Florida. So a very dangerous situation as well. And it's not just the winds that we're looking at here. It's also the water. We keep talking about the dangers of the water. 90% of the fatalities in tropical systems is the water. The Weather Prediction Center coming up with these very dangerous areas. And we're looking at this, a high risk in pink here, and even the orange, a moderate risk. Any one of these areas, portions of Florida, the extreme northern part of the Florida coast, into Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina, not just on the coast, but inland as well. These are areas with the highest risk of that flash flooding. So it's a very dangerous situation when it comes to the rainfall. And please remember, this is over the next 3 days. You know, you never drive your car where water covers the road. Turn around, don't drown. Just an important reminder as we start seeing these heavy rains. Speaking of those heavy rains, this is what we're looking at for values through here. So many of the areas in orange here, that's 6 to 10 inches of rain concentrated through the North Carolina, South Carolina, and a portion of the Georgia coast here too. So that's just an incredible amount of rain, very dangerous amount of rain over the next few days. And also 10 to 15 just off the coast. But remember that rain's right along the track and to the right of the track. So if we get a little bit of movement of that track to the left, some of those values could stretch inland, further inland. So we got to remember that through the time. Storm surge is something we've been talking about, the leading cause of fatalities in tropical systems. And some of this water could come in well before the center of the storm. Some of the values that we have, the South Carolina coast, 4 to 7 foot of storm surge, 5 to 8 for portions of South Carolina, North Carolina, all the way up. We see that in the Outer Banks or so. Not just those barrier islands, but you can see some of these values stretch inland, especially in the rivers. You can get miles inland. So this has been the latest update on Hurricane Dorian. This is from the National Hurricane Center.